This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Another day older and the Acorn Staff Policy Manual, which, believe me, no one pays much attention to, says that if you work during any of the holidays, you can take off June 18th, Acorn's anniversary, or your birthday. With one thing and another, work, travel, and daily tasks, I do between some and lots of work on every holiday. I'm not complaining, just saying. This June was the 55th anniversary for Acorn, and we celebrated in the best Acorn tradition by doing a global action to demand accountability from Adani, the Indian billionaire now threatening the Dharavi community in Mumbai and the business ethics and standards around the world. That leaves my birthday, so we'll try to ease back for a good part of the day. What's a birthday, really? Another day older and deeper in debt, according to 16 Tons, the classic workers' dirge about mining. In my way of thinking, especially as the years pile up, it's always a good thing, especially when you consider the alternatives. Friends in Facebook are kind and appreciated. If I'm lucky enough to be in country, mi compañera and mi familia will brighten the morning with their phone calls and off-key renditions of Happy Birthday to You. I thought about writing about Gaza and the plight of the Palestinians. Nuclear chest thumping is also horrifying in the face of Russia's continued invasion and war in Ukraine. It'd be nice to wish for peace around the world on a birthday, but it's impossible to ignore the global impotence in dealing with aggression, genocide, and war crimes, no matter their rationalizations. I thought about the latest excesses and aberrations from Trump and his White House, but like war, these are everyday events and certainly wouldn't make a birthday stand out as something special against their horror. Maybe it's a day for reflection. I certainly feel lucky. I'm still able to do the work I love and make contributions that matter while building something that is about people, serves their interests, and might stand the test of time long into the future. Like the country western song goes, that's something to be proud of. Mi compañera talks about waking up and thinking about her beatitudes. Maybe that's something I should try today. There's a lot of them. Our son came up to the mountains yesterday. We'll do simple things, I imagine. We have to get a socket on the lawnmower to get it working. We need to get some groceries before company comes later in the week. We'll probably go out to dinner somewhere tonight, maybe walk in the woods, listen to the woodpeckers, talk about the weather, and shoot a couple of racks of pool. I don't know, but it's nothing but the good times. I'll plan for tomorrow and more tomorrows. That's a birthday blessing in itself. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.